mind, the hardness of my head. Now close your eyes, spin around, say part time you could find ain't the way that you want, but it's still alright. Late at night, you lay around wondering, counting all the lines. It's so funny now, say, times are hard to get this far, but it ain't the way that you want. I'll be damned if this old man don't start to count his losses. But it's still all right. See, you learn a lot out there, how to scorch and burn. You only have to bury your friends, and then you find it gets worse. Standing out on a ledge with no way to get down, start praying for wings to grow. Baby, just let go.
Welcome to the show. My name is Marshall, and you're listening to Hand Me Down Tunes on 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford. You just heard some new music. I'm actually not entirely sure what the date was of the release. I kind of missed the exact day, but came across it this past week. But it's a new album from Nathaniel Ratliff, but a solo album, not with the Night Sweats, which is all the music I knew of his. Although I think he's released a couple albums solo prior to this one, but I hadn't heard them. But this is the title track called "And It's Still Alright." The album is called "And It's Still Alright," and that's a really, really beautiful song. I think with the Night Sweats, he's pretty gritty and pretty kind of tough guy vibes. But I think this album's very emotional and vulnerable, which I think is really interesting. But he's a beautiful songwriter and a beautiful singer, and that's an example there. And another one I really like is "Time Stands." I might play that one next week. But some exciting new music from Nathaniel Ratliff. But for the rest of the show, I'd like to do a little bit of a recap of a gig I played this past weekend up at Colby College. So if you are a frequent listener, you will undoubtedly know that one of my best friends from high school named Scott is my greatest music influence in a number of ways. We used to play together, like acoustic guitar or piano and guitar a lot in high school, and perform together a lot at our high school coffee houses, and we love to share new music with each other. So a lot of the music I listen to is because of him, and I think vice versa is true as well. So he has a buddy up at Colby as well named Thomas, who's also a big Avett Brothers fan and a lot of the same overlap in music. So they started performing together once he got to Colby, and they do frequent gigs at a little bar downtown in Waterville. They do these three-hour sets, and they basically get free rein to play whatever they want. And for this one, I saw it on the calendar and asked if I could come up and watch it, and Scott asked me if I wanted to come play some songs with them. So it was a really, really fun time. We played for the whole 3 hours, and I was lucky enough to sit in, on bass for some songs, played mandolin on a few, piano on a couple, and then a few I got to sing and play guitar, which is my favorite thing to do. But I was honored that they let me join. And it was such a blast, and I met some really cool people, some of his good friends up there. But yeah, so I think for the rest of the set, I'm just going to play some of the songs that that we played this weekend. The original versions, of course. I wouldn't bore you with our own. But yeah, so there's some that I certainly knew before, but a lot of new music that I didn't know at all. Before they sent me the set list a few weeks ago. So I'm really excited to share some new tunes with you. But first up is one I've known for a while. It's off of Seth Avett's solo album, which was released, maybe 2 years ago, I think? 2.5 years ago, and it just finally... It was only out on vinyl and iTunes, and I had it on vinyl, so I was able to listen to it for a while. But just... this past month, it was released on Spotify and other streaming services. So, it's been nice to be able to listen to it while walking around and stuff, and not just in my room, my record player. So the songs we played are "Should We Move" and "Samuel and the Baylor," which is an instrumental. We did not play them in order, but they are in order on the album. So I'm gonna play that for my vinyl right now. But stick around because we have a lot more really great tunes coming your way. But first, it's "Should We Move."
What would change if we do? Would I still be me? Would you still be you? Should we move away from here? Would it be any different there? Could we grow good tomatoes in a family anywhere? Should we learn another language and speak it back and forth? Do you understand my accent? You know I'm not from the north. And should we move away from here and learn another town? New coffee shop and grocery store and streets to run around. I'll be the same quiet man who wakes too early and drives too fast, who has his way and wants things to be just so, who loves you full wherever we go. Is your mama much like you? Does she turn a lot of heads? Does she somehow get people laughing in sad hospital beds? And is your father much like me? Does he sing his own song? And does it burn like gasoline when someone does you wrong? You'll be the same lanky girl who checks the clock and calendar, doesn't try but somehow steals the show. Who loves me full wherever we go? In the snow, it took a while to find you, and life ain't moving slow. And now we have each other, and it's time to build a home. We'll be the same man and wife who live a big and blessed life, who take the heart way to learn all we know, who love in full wherever we go. Could we grow good tomatoes and a family anywhere?
just sitting on the fence. The tunes we've carried through the years will change, and man, that's just enough to keep these ghosts around those haunted feet. But old ties and companions, you and I were just passing through. Hundred thousand miles of lonely track, holding back tomorrow. Someday I'll hop along and ride it home. But old ties and companions, we never leave alone. So old man, give me endless time. Never let these ties sever. 'Cause heaven knows in all this fooling realm, these times won't last forever after all.
Through the light and through the shadow.
Welcome back to the studio. Once again, my name is Marshall, and you have been listening to Hand Me Down Tunes on 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford. To recap, first you heard Should We Move, followed by Samuel and the Baylor, both off of Seth Avitt's, or Timothy Seth Avitt as Darling, as that's what he calls himself for his solo albums. His album is called Four. It's his fourth album. So for those two, again, they're right in a row on the album, but we didn't play them together. We played them separately. I played piano on Should We Move, which was a really fun one. We traded verses. That was one of our last few songs, because one of their friends suggested it, and she couldn't make it till later. So that was a fun, you know, closing set song. We switched off verses, and then we did this fun little harmony on that last line. And then, so for Samuel and the Baylor, we played that kind of in the middle of the show. I played bass for that. Just a really fun, you know, instrumental kind of jam for a few minutes. And followed by, or after that, was Iffy by Camp, which is a song I hadn't heard before. To be honest, I actually don't think I played on that song. They just did that themselves. I kind of forgot it all blends together after, you know, 3 hours of playing. But a really, really beautiful song. You know, pretty bare bones, just guitar and voice, and maybe there's another guitar line or a piano line. I can't quite remember. But I think... The the lead singer's voice is unique, but I think really cool and, you know, kind of raspy in a cool way. And after that was Old Ties and Companions. That one I knew but didn't listen to a ton, by Mandolin Orange. I usually, you know, Wildfire is probably the most popular song and the one I knew the best. But that was a really fun song. I played mandolin on that. So it's three chords the whole time and a really fun one to play as well. And next was Hold Your Head Up High by Darling Side, which is probably my absolute favorite of the new music that I played with them and that I hadn't heard before. So Darling Side is a group from, they met at Williams College, and I don't know much more of their history, but I'm trying to think, the instrumentation is usually like bass, two guitars, a violin or mandolin, or something along those lines, and the harmonies are always absolutely perfect, and they all have incredible voices, and the songs are really, really well arranged, and I think this one's particularly beautiful, and very emotional as well. So that was a really, really fun song to play, and it's been fun to listen to a lot of their music in the past couple weeks as well. And next was Amsterdam by Gregory Alan Isakoff. That's another song that I sort of knew, but I hadn't really listened to a whole lot. And that one I played piano. I didn't do a whole lot. I basically just played that little piano line. But that's a really pretty song by him as well. We had another one of his songs in the queue, which we actually didn't get to. A song called San Luis, which is another really, really beautiful song. And I'm bummed we didn't get to play it, but I might play that if I have time later in the show, but if not, I'll put it in the set list for next week. So coming up is a really exciting trio. So they're three songs that are all in open tuning, and we decided to mash them all together. We called it the Epic in E, and I was on bass for this, and Scott was on guitar, and then I believe that Thomas was on banjo or also guitar. I can't quite remember. But it's Interlude 2 by Al J, which is it's like a minute-long interlude in the album An Awesome Wave, followed by Mountain Song, which I hadn't heard before, but it's a really, really cool intro. That's basically this building guitar part on the open tuning. And then lastly is Ghostland, which is a song I've probably played before on the show and have known for a long time. It's another open tuning song. Thank you.
these memories, they keep on following. The devil, he's a rambling man. I've been living in a hole in the mountain. Ain't no sins in there. Oh, these memories, they keep on following. The devil, he's a rambling man.
Just going by and I'm feeling worthless. But don't hold it too close. It'll only serve to make you lose your cool, boy. Well, the years just going by and there's no sunken treasure to fill me. So I'll drive all night to nowhere just to chase the sun. I said the battle's almost over, but my God, which side has won? Oh, thunderstorms and bad news, they always make it through. When you find yourself screaming, are you living in a ghost? I said I'm living in a ghost land. How far can one man go? And will I see you later? The answer only dead men know. It's blowing up again and I feel colder. So I think I'll take a drive and I'll ease this worried mind of all its trouble. But I don't feel like a man or captain of this ship out at sea. I'll drive all night to nowhere just to chase the sun. I said the battle's almost over, but my God, which side has won? Oh, thunderstorms and bad news, they always make it through when you find yourself screaming. Are you living in a ghostly tale? I said I'm only dead men know. I said I'm living. I said I'm living in a ghost land. I said I'm living. And I sing la da da da.
Hello and welcome back to the studio. Once again, my name is Marshall and you are listening to Hand Me Down Tunes on 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford. To recap, first you heard Interlude 2 by Alt J off of An Awesome Wave, into a Mountain Song by Little Chief off of Lion's Den, and lastly was Ghostland by the Ghost of Paul Revere off of Believe. So yeah, that was our little open E tuning trio there, which was one of the highlights for sure from our show on Saturday. But now I'd like to introduce a very special guest that we have calling in from up in Waterville, Maine. It is the man himself, the great guitarist, great banjo player, bass player. He does it all. So I'd like to introduce, Thomas from up in Colby, and he is on the line. So. Hey, Thomas, how's it going? You're on air.
Hey, Marshall, I'm good. How are you?
Doing good. Very excited to have you call in, talk a little bit about some music and about you. So, so if you wouldn't mind just, talking about yourself and, how you got into the music that you do now and, your experience with that, growing up or in Colby.
Yeah, absolutely. So I started playing the guitar when it was my freshman year of high school. I had a friend who sort of taught me how to play a Mumford & Sons song, a very simple one. But then the instrument kind of just stuck, and I really loved playing guitar. And so decided that I really wanted to pursue it, and a couple of other instruments as well, such as like harmonica, piano, and then most recently the banjo. So that's kind of like how I got into it. Was really just a friend introducing it to, instrument to me. But I've always been a lover of music and listening to music, all different kinds of music. But yeah, it's been great to kind of get into it. And on the other side of things, on the performance side, and being able to continue that from high school into college has been a really great experience for me.
Awesome. Yeah. And I always talk about Scott on the show, and as you know, and as the listeners know, a great friend of mine, and we used to play music together throughout high school. So it was really cool for me to see the music endeavors he had at Colby. So I wonder if you could talk about how, actually I'm not sure I know the story of how you and Scott met, but how you started, playing with him, and which led to us three, joining forces this past Saturday.
Yeah, it's actually a great story. So my sophomore year, so Scott's first year at Colby, I was asked by a senior who's a friend of mine, good friend of mine, who's still making music today, even though he's graduated and out in the real world. He asked me to play guitar in a small project that he was doing just for his senior year at Colby. And, I agreed, and I thought it'd be a great chance to sort of start to get out there and perform at Colby as well. And he had asked another bassist, a good friend of ours, Madiha, if she knew any drummers, and she knew Scott from the jazz band at Colby. They played together, and so we all came together. That's when I met Scott for the first time, and you know, it was really just an instant connection in the sense that we were sitting in the band room at Colby, where the jazz band sort of practices and rehearses. We kind of use that space as our band meeting space as well, which was kind of cool. And Scott just started playing some songs on his guitar that he had brought along with him, and one of which was an Avett Brothers song. And I had never met anyone else at Colby who loved the Avett Brothers as much as I did. And he played a pretty deep cut song too. It was not a really well known one. He played Apart From Me from their album Magpie and the Dandelion. Oh. And I instantly recognized it, and I said, wait a second, that's the Avett Brothers? And he said, yeah. And the rest is history. We instantly sort of connected, and you know, we wanted to meet up and play music outside of that band, and you know, once sort of that phase of our music experience at Colby sort of faded out, we really just evolved into this two-man kind of project of just covering some Avett Brothers songs, some Grateful Dead stuff, Mandolin Orange, as well as Pine Grove. You know, it's been great getting to know him through music, but also now we're roommates. It's my senior year. Couldn't ask for a better roommate. So it's been really great getting to know Scott and you know, finally being able to meet you as well and really connect with you this past weekend was just a great, great opportunity and great time to spend with some good friends.
Yeah, it was so much fun. I think I had a similar story about how I met Scott. We were in the jazz band together, and I think he was just playing a song. I forget which one, but a song from The Carpenter in the little, like, I don't know, waiting room or hangout space in the music building. And I was like, is that an Avett Brothers song? And again, yeah, rest was history. It's hard to find fellow fans because they're popular, but it's in our generation, it's hard to find consistently people that love him as much as we do. So that's why I was shocked when I heard that he met someone like you that, you know, was a huge fan and was down to play all those songs. And you know, I obviously jumped at the opportunity to join you guys and play with you on Saturday, which was, you know, as I mentioned earlier in the show, but I'll say it again, it was an incredible experience. I had such a blast. It was so much fun.
It was awesome to have you.
Yeah. And, you know, I hope to do it again. I don't know when the next opportunity will be. So to, you know, talk about the show on Saturday a little bit, I'm curious as to what your favorite performance was, what of the ones we did, if you had a, you know, one favorite or a few. So I'd love to hear your take on that.
Yeah, absolutely. We played a great gig at the Silver Street Tavern right in Waterville, right on Main Street, on the corner of Main Street and Silver Street. And it was just an awesome night. Really turned that restaurant into half restaurant, half concert venue. We had a great crowd come from Colby, as well as, you know, some family members who were in the area, some family members who traveled up or down to see it. It was great. Great to have everyone there. Lots of awesome people just made that space really vibrant. And I think my favorite performance that we had done was our I really liked our what we called Epic in E, which was a combination of three songs. Interlude 2 by Alt J, the intro for the Mountain Song by Little Chief, and then into Ghostland by the Ghosts of Parvir. Like, just had an awesome solo feature with Scott on the interlude, and then of course featuring Marshall on vocals on Ghostland, and just a great build in the middle, which I really loved instrumentally. Wanted to learn from him, and so I started playing the harmonica with him. We'd play together at family events. We'd go to the nursing home around Christmas time and play some Christmas tunes. But so I did a little jig called Turkey in the Straw on harmonica that he and I used to love to play together. And to kind of just in his memory, he had passed away in December 2012. But, you know, really just brightens, you know, my day to play harmonica and think of him. And that's sort of how I got into that instrument. So it's just a kind of a cool story.
Yeah, that's a really awesome story. And thanks for sharing that. But yeah, I will repeat it. It was a really, really impressive harmonica piece. I you know, fiddle with the harmonica, and you know, like, I can't really play a wrong note, so I was like, it's not that hard. But hearing that,
right,
you know, you can really tell how you can actually be really good at it, and I was, you know, blown away, and I thought that was just a really, really fun moment in the show, which led into the song we have coming next, which is Black Mountain Rag. So yeah, so thanks, Thomas, so much for calling in. It was great to hear from you and have you on the show. So you and Scott, well, I'll give you a little plug. You have another show within the week, right? Up in Colby?
Yeah.
So
we got another show coming up right this Friday.
Awesome. Well, if you happen to be traveling from Medford to Waterville, Maine, you should certainly check out Scott Jackson and Thomas Lajoie. Did I say that right?
Yes.
Okay, awesome. But if not, they are frequents at the Silver Street Tavern, and as well as some Colby College coffee houses. If you happen to, you know, taking the usual trek from Medford, Mass to Waterville, Maine. But yeah, so thanks again, Thomas. It was great to hear from you, and it was a ton of fun this weekend, and you know, hopefully we'll have to do that again.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks, Marshall. It's great to hear from you too.
Awesome. Yeah. Take care.
Take care.
Yes, so once again, that was Thomas, the fellow performer from last Saturday, speaking about his experience and a little bit about the show. Always great to have guests on, and that was, you know, a pretty unique one. And, you know, I always love talking about performing and talking about music. So thanks again, Thomas, for calling in. So we have about 3 minutes left, so I think we have time for just the Black Mountain Rag and as well as a PSA. But thank you for listening this week. If you liked what you heard, be sure to tune in same time next week at 6 p.m. on Monday. But until then, you know, have a great week, and thank you for listening.
Hey, this is Kate Pearson from the B-52s for Red. Getting drunk is your own business, but when you drive drunk, you make it everybody's business. Don't drink and drive. Be responsible, plan ahead, and choose a designated driver. Remember, music lives, and so should you. Love Shack, baby, Love Shack.
Love Shack. A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.